This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Whitehead is the founder and the president of the Rutherford Institute. He joins me live on the program. And John, thanks for taking a moment to join us before you head off for the weekend. It's my understanding that you have actually seen some of the video that is being used to give people here in our community citations for running red lights at 29 and Ryle Road. Is that right?
Yes, I've seen the video. It's if you see the video, this is released from the police to potential clients who have dropped by here. It's pretty evident that these are much more than just red light running cameras. They're actually surveillance cameras. They're live and they're watching the intersections and what. I mean, they're very nice cameras. I'm sure with enhancements they can see what you're doing in your cars. And so I've always been greatly concerned about what would happen to red light cameras, because over the years we have opposed red light cameras. I mean, just generally surveillance cameras as a whole, unless they're absolutely needed. But these are definitely surveillance cameras. And, you know, again, the ongoing debate here is whether we really need the red light cameras where they are at this particular time on Ryle Road and 29.
Yeah. And from what you've seen, they're actually giving people citations who are taking right turn on red, not necessarily just bursting through. I guess my point is, a lot of people think that these cameras are just for people who, you know, tear through a red light a few seconds or even long after it's already turned red, when that's not what's happening here.
No, I think an interesting statistic, the police would release it, there have been 412 tickets given so far between December 12th and January 7th. 412 tickets. The revenue over that's over $20,000, like $21,000. By the way, there's a great article in The Hook online at www.readthehook.com by Dave McNair, who has all these figures. But it would be interesting to see, of those tickets, how many are a right turn. I would bet that a large amount of the revenue is going to come from people who they perceive, or the sensors in the road perceive, as not coming to a complete stop before they make a right turn on red.
Yeah, which isn't absolutely necessary if it's all about safety. If the goal here is just safety, people have been rolling through right turn on red ever since we had right turn on red.
Yeah, again, I live in the community. I literally hate people who run red lights. I mean, I think it's awful. That's something that doesn't even figure in my mind. But again, as you know, we've talked many times, and other people you've had on your show, basically the lights, if they just increase the yellow light times, and that's what the 2007 VDOT study showed, especially at a very dangerous Arlington intersection, they increased the red light time from 4.5 seconds to 5.5 seconds. It's just 1.5 seconds longer, and it stopped all red light running virtually.
So I just wonder
why they haven't done that. And then, as Dave McNair points out in his article in The Hook, some of the county supervisors have actually indicated that it is a revenue-enhancing thing for the police. And Virginia law is really clear that that is a violation of the law.
To connect these infractions and the increasing these infractions to making money for the county.
Exactly. These are not supposed to be money-making ventures, and that's why the law was written. So, but that seems to be what I've seen so far, that seems to be the end result.
Yeah.
So far.
We want to remind people that the phone number at the Rutherford Institute, 978-3888, if you happen to get one of these citations, give John Whitehead a call, and he may want to sit down and talk to you about possibly representing you, because, John, as you have told me and the listeners of this program many times, there is very solid legal grounds on which to challenge the use of these cameras here in Virginia.
Yeah, I think that the way it's set up in this particular instance with the Albemarle County, it may be a violation of Virginia law, just based on the agreement. But I think that we do want safe intersections. And
yeah, absolutely.
The question I posed in the original letter I wrote, I tried not to write a threatening letter, and I asked them to put a moratorium on the red lights and just lengthen the yellow light time to see if that would work. Try that for a couple months before you enter into an agreement with with an Australian company, which by now a law signed into place by Governor McDonald allows him to go directly into your records and bypass the police to collect information, which is, to me, is abhorrent, that we would allow a private corporation to access our records, our driving records, which is the law now, and Governor McDonald signed that into law last summer. And I think the whole scenario here has gotten out of hand, and I think it's time to pull it back in check.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, has graciously given us a few minutes here on this Friday afternoon. It's 4:40 in Charlottesville, 35 degrees. John, before we let you go, again, the larger issue here, not just the fact that this is a money-making scheme on the part of local government, that they have an opportunity to make this intersection more safely without putting in one camera, and the studies show you can do that by increasing the yellow light time. They refused to do that and instead rushed into putting in cameras as a way to make money. But there is also this larger issue that, as you have seen some of this video that's used to give these citations, that it's these are amazingly clear images that can really be zeroed in on, and it really is there's a terrific degree of surveillance that's going on here.
Well, yeah, these are surveillance cameras. They're watching live the intersection all the time. So that I did not know if that was absolutely true until I saw the videos that I've seen, and so that's absolutely true. So the next step is going to happen, and again, folks, this is the common pattern with government. The next step is to have them at every intersection. So the question is whether or not you want cameras watching you talk in your car, what you're saying. They can read your lips, whatever's going to happen. So I think it's something we need to really take into account.
John Whitehead is the CEO and the co-founder of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. John, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, sir. Thanks.
We'll look forward to talking with John Whitehead next week, live in studio. Always look forward to him stopping by. And again, the phone number to the Rutherford Institute is 978-3888, 978-3888. We know for a fact that hundreds of people in our community have already received citations within the first month using these red light cameras. And I would urge you to give John Whitehead a call and discuss your case with him if you are so moved. 978-3888. And I will just conclude. We talk about these red light cameras quite a bit here, and didn't want to get into it too much today, but I will just conclude. VDOT's own study has shown that you can dramatically decrease the incidence of the running of red lights at an intersection. You can actually make an intersection infinitely safer by increasing the time you give to a yellow light. Because what it does, it extends that time that people have to say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, I don't think I'm going to make it through there. Let me slow down. Instead of that dilemma time, should I stop, should I go, should I stop, should I go? Every study shows that if you increase the yellow light time, you make an intersection safer. You don't need cameras. You don't need this hidden tax on motorists that drives money in to the coffers of local government. You don't need it. But Albemarle County decided instead to go right to the use of the red light cameras, which, of course, regular listeners to this program know that I was profoundly disappointed. I share my disappointment with you any chance that I get.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.